Lent, Week 1, Sunday, Evening Prayer 1. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God of thy pity unto us, thy children, bend down thy ear in thine own loving kindness, and all thy people's prayers and vows ascending, hear we beseech thee. Look down in mercy from thy seat of glory, pour on our souls the radiance of thy presence, drive from our weary hearts the shades of darkness, lightening our footsteps. Free us from sin by might of thy great loving, cleanse thou the sordid, loose the fettered spirit, spare every sinner, raise with thine own right hand all who are fallen. Glory to God the Father, everlasting, glory for ever to the sole begotten, with whom thy Holy Spirit through the ages reigneth co-equal. Accept us, Lord, since we come with contrite heart and humbled spirit. Let our sacrifice be pleasing to you today, Lord God. Psalm 140. I have called to you, Lord, hasten to help me. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer arise before you like incense, the raising of my hands like an evening oblation. Set, O Lord, a guard over my mouth. Keep watch, O Lord, at the door of my lips. Do not turn my heart to things that are wrong, to evil deeds with men who are sinners. Never allow me to share in their feasting. If a good man strikes or reproves me, it is kindness. But let the oil of the wicked not anoint my head. Let my prayer be ever against their malice. Their princes were thrown down by the side of the rock. Then they understood that my words were kind. As a millstone is shattered to pieces on the ground, so their bones were strewn at the mouth of the grave. To you, Lord God, my eyes are turned. In you I take refuge. Spare my soul. From the trap they have laid for me, keep me safe. Keep me from the snares of those who do evil. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Accept us, Lord, since we come with contrite heart and humbled spirit. Let our sacrifice be pleasing to you today, Lord God. If you call, the Lord will hear you. If you cry to him, he will say, Here I am. Psalm 141. With all my voice I cry to the Lord, with all my voice I entreat the Lord. I pour out my trouble before him. I tell him all my distress while my spirit faints within me, but you, O Lord, know my path. On the way I shall walk, they have hidden a snare to entrap me. Look on my right and see, there is no one takes my part. I have no means of escape, no one who cares for my soul. I cry to you, O Lord. I have said, You are my refuge, all I have in the land of the living. Listen then to my cry, for I am in the depths of distress. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of this prison, and then I shall praise your name. Around me the just will assemble, because of your goodness to me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If you call, the Lord will hear you. If you cry to him, he will say, Here I am. Christ suffered for our sins. Innocent though he was, he suffered for the guilty, to lead us to God. In the body he was put to death, in the spirit he was raised to life. A Canticle from Philippians 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ suffered for our sins. Innocent though he was, he suffered for the guilty, to lead us to God. In the body he was put to death, in the spirit he was raised to life. A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We urge this appeal upon you. You have received the grace of God. Do not let it go for nothing. God's own words are, "In the hour of my favour I gave heed to you. On the day of deliverance I came to your aid. The hour of favour has now come. Now, I say, has the day of deliverance dawned. In order that our service may not be brought into discredit, we avoid giving offence in anything. As God's servants, we try to recommend ourselves in all circumstances." Responsory: Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Listen, Christ, to the prayers of those who cry to you. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Man cannot live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength. He scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Man cannot live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Intercessions. Let us give glory to Christ the Lord. He is our Master, our example, and our brother. Lord, give life to your people. Lord Jesus, you became a man like us in every way, but did not sin. May we open our lives to others, share thy laughter and tears, and grow day by day in love. Lord, give life to your people. Let us serve you in the hungry and give you to eat. Let us see you in the thirsty and give you to drink. Lord, give life to your people. You raised up Lazarus from the dead, call sinners from their living death to faith and repentance. Lord, give life to your people. May we live up to the example of Mary and the saints. May we follow you more perfectly in everything. Lord, give life to your people. Let the dead rise in your glory. Let them rejoice forever in your love. Lord, give life to your people. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Through our annual Lenten observance, Lord, deepen our understanding of the mystery of Christ, and make it a reality in the conduct of our lives. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.